And now for something completely different. A happy ending to the world's longest royal love story. Britain's Prince Charles will marry his longtime love, Camilla Parker Bowles. You probably recall the Prince of Wales' earlier trip to the altar with Diana Spencer 24 years ago at St. Paul's Cathedral in London, with millions of people around the world watching on TV. Joining us now is Pippa Davis. She's a wedding planner in London. Ms. Davis, this is going to be a civil ceremony, not a religious one, held at Windsor Castle. What's it going to be like?
Well, it's difficult to say because I imagine there's going to be an enormous amount of security around the event. And Windsor Castle is very difficult to get access to, obviously, anyway. But I have done a party at Windsor Castle, actually, for Peter Phillips, who's Princess Anne's son, when he was 21. And so I've got limited, you know, I have got a bit of a knowledge about what it's like in there. It's a beautiful castle, so they can decorate it beautifully, and it will be, I imagine, absolutely stunning to look at. Although I think that they're probably going to play it down slightly in this case and not make it the normal kind of enormous, great big party that they might do if it was a wedding that was first time round and in a church.
Would you advise them no TV cameras for this one?
I think it would be just absolutely completely amazing if they allowed TV cameras in on this one. But I might be wrong, but I would have thought that that's the last thing that they'll do. You know, people in England adored Princess Diana, as they did all over the world, and there's an enormous amount of sensitivity around this issue. So they'll probably keep the press as far away as possible.
Does one wear formal attire to a second wedding that's a civil ceremony? I mean, is Ms. Parker Bowles going to need a hat?
I don't know what they'll do. It's such a sort of unusual circumstance that they can pretty much make the rules up themselves. But I imagine that she won't wear a hat, but I don't know. I mean, the protocol is quite loose around these things because people do, it happens more and more these days. So I imagine she won't, but I imagine she'll be wearing quite a simple dress and it won't be white, I would hazard a guess, but maybe I'm wrong.
Miss Davis, loose protocol. Heavens, this is a royal wedding. And speaking of which, isn't April 8th rushing things a little bit?
Yes, it is rushing it. And I would have thought the reason for that is that it gives the world less time to come up with objections and stories and media spin on the whole thing. So I imagine that they've known about this for quite a long time and they're deciding to rush it through as quickly as possible. It's also quite close to our elections in England, which is, I imagine, quite a clever move from a PR point of view, because it means that they're going to share column inches with something else that's more important, and hopefully that's their way of managing it, I would have thought, is to keep it out of the press.
A lot of press on this, a lot of controversy. Here's a suggestion from your American friends. Why not suggest to them, look, the heck with Windsor. Spend the weekend in Vegas. Have a good time. Those people really know how to... What do you think?
I think they'd probably... do you know what? I think they'd probably love to do that. I think that's probably exactly what they'd adore to do, but unfortunately they can't be seen to be so frivolous. So they'll probably do something very somber and respectful, being that there are certain fractions of the church which don't like the idea of second marriages anyway. And out of respect to his children, they'll probably do something very somber, but I'm sure that they probably think the idea of going to Las Vegas would be amazing.
Pippa Davis, a London wedding planner, on the coming nuptials of Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles. Ms. Davis, thank you.
Not at all. Thank you.